In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Last weekend, through a series of poor decisions on my part, I lost my eyeglasses. They now reside at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. We were on a family boating trip, and we still enjoyed the trip, picnicking on the beach, playing in the waves with my granddaughter, but I could see very little of it. My eyesight is quite poor, and without my glasses, I had a strong sense of helplessness. I didn't realize just how much I depend on that little contraption of glass and metal. Those glasses, which enable me to drive a boat or a car, read a book, or even just look at my phone, which I also dropped in the ocean, but I managed to retrieve it. Those glasses, they're not a product of my own ingenuity or hard work or virtue in any way. Those glasses existed and were in my possession due to a series of gifts and graces from God. God gifted certain people in history with the intelligence and creativity to create corrective lenses. He placed me in a society in which eyeglasses are easily available to purchase, and he gave me the health and opportunity and skills to be able to work a job that earns money that I could use to purchase those eyeglasses. Without all those graces from God, I would be utterly helpless. Unable to read or drive or even discern the facial expressions of the person I'm talking to. In fact, without God's gift of wisdom and understanding, I am completely unable even to make good decisions from moment to moment, as I proved in the comedy of errors that led to me losing those glasses. It is so easy to forget that utter dependency we all have on God. And the apostles James and John at the beginning of our gospel also forgot it. They had started thinking that they were all that they were somehow important and worthy of sitting at Christ's right and left in the kingdom. And the other apostles weren't any better. They got jealous. All of them wanted to be leaders, to hold authority over, and be thought better than the others. As humans, we all have that desire, the desire to be special compared to everyone else, to rise above the masses in some way. But Christ tells the apostles and us to quell that desire, that our proper role is to be servants of God and of each other. And if you think about it, everything that I am, everything that I achieve, every good thing that I ever do is thanks to God, not me. As I learned by living an afternoon without eyeglasses, I am helpless on my own. And if that is the case, who am I to think that I should be raised in any way over other people? Who am I to think that I am special? I am nothing without God. If God is not guiding me, I am going to mess everything up. I will revert to an ugly, self-destructive ball of selfishness without God's grace if I try to do this all on my own. And my brothers and sisters, we're all in the same boat. Christ tells us what to do, though. We must be servants of God. And since the people we encounter, all the people we encounter, are made in the image of God, we must be servants of them as well. Our first reading today from Isaiah tells us how to do that, how to be servants of God and each other. This reading talks about God's servant, and it says that God's servant must allow the will of the Lord to be accomplished through him. It's all about turning our lives over to God, turning our will over to God. Every time I seek my own will, I'm going to make a mistake. I'm going to make my life and the lives of those around me a little bit less happy. But if we seek God's will, we will be blessed. The reading from Isaiah also tells us something sobering, that there will be a cost to doing God's will, a cost of suffering. Christ suffered greatly to do God's will, and we too will suffer. we will have to give up things we want. We may be rejected by those who do not put God first in their lives. We may even suffer persecution in His name. We must not only accept that suffering and be okay with it, but we must rejoice in it. For if we share in Christ's suffering, then we likewise share in His act of redemption. We help to bring ourselves and others into a closer communion with God, one step closer to that heaven which we all yearn for. Now, servant leadership has become a cliched buzzword in many workplaces. Anytime that I have a boss or manager tell me that they are a servant leader, I honestly kind of roll my eyes. It is usually quite apparent that most of them are still putting themselves first. They're still doing their own will, not God's will. That is, after all, the broken world we live in. But Christ in today's gospel wasn't trying to spread a buzzword, a claim we can use to make ourselves look good. He is trying to transform us, to show us what we can be. To get there, we must first recognize our helplessness before God, as I was helpless without my eyeglasses. And then we must pray. We must pray for God to show us His will for us, to give us wisdom to understand that will. And we must pray for God to give us the strength to do that will, even when it conflicts with our inner selfish desires. My eyeglasses help me to see the things of this world, and that is a blessing. Scripture helps us all to see the most important truths, the truths of the Spirit. And the big truth we are confronted with today is the call to be servants of the Lord. If we accept that call, we will eventually find ourselves sitting at His right hand and left hand in the kingdom of heaven, just as James and John so desired. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.